This is 5 in 10, five topics in about 10 minutes from Skywatch TV for July 5th. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number five today, a plea deal for Awan. An assistant U.S. attorney said Tuesday he would not prosecute Imran Awan, a former systems administrator for Democratic Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz and other Democrats, for any crimes he might have committed on Capitol Hill. This plea deal allows Awan to plead guilty to one count of bank fraud and nothing else. Only one person sat at the prosecutor's table Tuesday, J.P. Coomey, formerly unsuccessfully prosecuted Democratic Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey for corruption. Coomey was added to the case on Monday. There was no sign of Michael Miranda, who previously led the prosecution against Awan. Coomey did not object to the removal of Awan's GPS monitor, said he would not oppose a sentence of probation, and agreed to drop charges against Awan's wife. Furthermore, the agreement says Awan will not be charged with any nonviolent criminal offense in violation of federal or District of Columbia law up to the date of the agreement. Department of Justice said it found no evidence that Imran illegally removed House data from the House network or from House members' offices, stole the House Democratic Caucus computer server, stole or destroyed House information technology equipment, or improperly accessed or transferred government information. End quote. This is curious because it's completely at odds with the findings of the House's Inspector General, who, by the way, was appointed by Nancy Pelosi, its top law enforcement official, the sergeant-at-arms, and the statements of multiple Democratic aides. In September of 2016, the House Office of Inspector General gave House leaders information that alleged Imran Awan, his brothers Abid and Jamal, Imran's wife, and a friend were logging into the servers of House members who had previously fired him, and that they were funneling data off the network. It said evidence suggests steps are being taken to conceal their activity and that their behavior mirrored a classic method for insiders to exfiltrate data, that means remove, from an organization. Server logs showed, it said, that Awan family members made unauthorized access to congressional servers in violation of House rules by logging into the servers of members they didn't work for. All this begs the question, what does Awan know and about whom does he know it? Topic number four. Surprise! Erdogan wins. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, will be sworn in this coming Monday for a second term as Turkey's head of state after his election win last month. He'll also assume sweeping new powers under a new constitution that was approved. Erdogan has dominated the politics of Turkey since 2003, when he was first sworn in as premier, which then was head of state. The president was kind of a figurehead, as similar to the situation in Israel, where the prime minister is really the head of state and the president is sort of a figurehead office. Erdogan elected president in 2014, scored an outright victory in the first round of elections on June 24th with 52.6% of the vote. Under this new system, Erdogan will enjoy greater powers and authority than any prior president in the country. In fact, he will have the authority to appoint and fire ministers, judges, and other state officials, and the post of prime minister will be done away with altogether. The post currently held by one of Erdogan's political allies that will be done away with on Monday, leaving the president, Erdogan, in sole control of Turkey's government. Topic number three. The Thai soccer team. I should have talked about this earlier this week. This is a story that's gripped the world. A team of 12 boys, members of a soccer team in Thailand, found alive earlier this week inside a flooded system of caves in northern Thailand. They're in danger as rescuers try to get to the boys. Monsoon season there. The caves flooded and flooded so quickly that they could not get out of these caves. And rescue efforts are being hampered by poor weather conditions. Thai Navy SEALs and volunteer divers Monday spent days, 10 days, trying to find the boys after they were reported missing. Now it's reported that the boys may have to learn to dive and swim, and some of the boys don't know how to swim at this point, in order to make it out of the caves. The other option is to supply them and keep them in the caves until waters recede, which may not be until October. Experts originally said they thought they would have to survive until the season was over, but more heavy rains on the way push that date further and further out. According to the Daily Mail in the UK, rescue teams have been pumping more than 2,600 gallons of water out of the caves every single hour, but so far that's only lowered the water levels by about a centimeter. The boys and their coach, age 25, found trapped in the cave on Monday. The boys between the ages of 11 and 16, mostly in good health. They were rated by rescuers who found them on a color scale. Most of them found to be in green condition, which is excellent health. A couple of yellow, but thankfully nobody in serious condition at this point. The search for the boys, again, lasted more than a week in the mountainous region, northern region of Thailand called Chiang Rai. Topic number two, debating the gender of God. The Episcopal Church USA, moving further and further away from being a Christian church denomination, debating this week over whether to overhaul its Book of Common Prayer. Forms of this book have been in existence since the middle of the 16th century. The reason for the proposed overhaul? To make it clear that God doesn't have a gender. As long as men and God are in the same category, our work toward equity will be incomplete, says the Reverend Will Gaffney, professor of the Hebrew Bible at Bright Divinity School in Texas. He said this in an interview with the Washington Post. Gaffney is on the committee recommending a change in the Book of Common Prayer. Like many other Episcopal priests, he wants a prayer book that upholds God as bigger than any gender. That's sort of a given, isn't it? I mean, by definition, he is the one who spoke the universe into existence. But it doesn't change the fact that he revealed himself through his word to the apostles and prophets as male. Jesus, Father, Son. Episcopal Church considering two resolutions this week at its meeting in Austin, Texas. The meeting began Tuesday. One resolution asks for a modernization of the Book of Common Prayer, just revised 39 years ago. They're looking at doing this again. According to the church, a complete revision would take several years, and the new prayer books would not be available until about 2030, according to the committee. Besides adding gender-neutral language about God, some advocates want other revisions, including a Christian's duties to earth conservation, adding a same-sex marriage liturgy, and even adding a ceremony to celebrate a transgender person's adoption of a new name. The other resolution asks the church not update the Book of Common Prayer, but instead spend the next 3 years studying the existing book. In other words, just kicking the can down the road. Now, the Episcopal Church is not alone in this, by the way. Other Protestant denominations, including the United Methodist Church, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, have already begun debating the use of gendered language for God. And in 2007, the Reformed Jewish movement changed its God language in its prayer book to gender-neutral terms. Again, you can't get around the way God revealed himself to the world through his word and through his son, Jesus of Nazareth. And topic number one, the mystery of D.B. Cooper solved? One group thinks so. A team of cold case investigators claim they've decoded a 1972 message from D.B. Cooper to the Portland, Oregonian newspaper. And they believe it contains a confession from Vietnam vet Robert Rackstraw, who was long been suspected of being the infamous skyjacker. On November 24th, 1971, I was, you know, if you're not old enough to remember the case, I'm barely old enough, a man identified as Cooper, not his real name, hijacked a flight to Seattle and parachuted out of the plane with $200,000 in cash, never to be seen or heard from again. Well, kind of, because, again, these letters turned up with the Portland Oregonian and other newspapers. Television and film producer Tom Colbert led a team of about 40 private investigators in the search for Cooper, and they received this letter containing the clues that they believe cracked the case after successfully suing the FBI to release it. Rick Sherwood, former member of the Army Security Agency, which deciphers signals, said he spotted four phrases or words that were the key because they were repeated throughout the note. Sherwood had deciphered other letters, earlier letters from Cooper, and had become familiar with his writing style. Again, they believe it contains a confession of sorts from Robert W. Rackstraw. Rackstraw, by the way, in his 70s now, living in San Diego, was cleared by the FBI of being the skyjacker, but he has been the leading candidate, and it's possible that now this case has finally been solved. Rackstraw, by the way, was not available for comment. Just a reminder that the Defender Bible has already sold out. This is the King James Version put out by Defender Publishing. our sister ministry here at Skywatch TV, and containing the expanded Apocrypha. But if you're interested in taking advantage of the Handmaiden's Conspiracy Bundle with the expanded Apocrypha, we do have it available as Volume 1 of the Researcher's Guide of Ancient Texts. This contains the books normally called the Apocrypha, plus the books of 1st Enoch, Jubilees, and Jasher. And we will make this available. This is in stock now. So if you're interested in the expanded Apocrypha as part of the Handmaiden's Conspiracy Bundle, which are the four books by Donna Howell, highly recommended, you can take advantage of that offer right now. It can ship right away, skywatchtvstore.com. Well, we got our plane tickets, and we're heading to Lubbock, Texas, the first weekend of August. Sharon and I will be at the Sons of God Giants of Old Conference, August 3rd and 4th. It's at the Fellowship, church pastored by Pastor Dan Crestman in Lubbock, Texas. August 3rd, kind of a meet and greet. August 4th, presentations from yours truly, along with Pastor Dan Crestman, Dr. Judd Burton, author of the Nephilim Dossier, Gregory Reed, an expert in satanic ritual abuse, and more. Registration. Oh, Joe Taylor from the Mont Blanco Museum. He's the fellow you've probably seen, the bearded fellow with the really, really long femur. You probably have seen that picture. Joe Taylor will be there as well. Registration for this conference is only $5. So this will fill up quickly. Don't wait. Registration information available at burtonbeyond.com. That's burtonbeyond.com. Then the following weekend, August 9th through 11th, we will be in Long Island, or on Long Island, the Hyatt Regency, site of the Lifting the Veil Conference from Hear the Watchmen, along with L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Carl Gallops, Henry Groover, Russ Dizdar, Pastor Paul Begley, Dr. Michael Lake, Pastor Casper McLeod, Pastor Michael Spaulding, and many others. Coach Dave Daubenmeyer. Don't miss this one. This one will also fill up, so take advantage, but you can save $20 off the registration. Use the promo code Gilbert20. And if you can't be there, but you want to see the live video stream, or slightly delayed, you can save 20% off the video stream using the promo code Gilbert20. And as a special bonus, the video stream package includes the videos from the March Hear the Watchmen conference. So again, 20% off the video stream, $20 off the registration by using the promo code Gilbert20. The Branson Conference from True Legends, Transhumanism in the Hybrid Age, that just about sold out. But you can take advantage of the live video stream there. This is September 14th through the 16th, talking about a movement that threatens to fundamentally and literally redefine what it means to be human. Tom Horn, Steve Quayle, Sharon K. Gilbert, Dr. Hugo de Garris, David Knight from Infowars.com, Timothy Alberino, and more. And the video package includes the archived videos from last year's conference that you can watch on demand. Again, this is the True Legends Conference, Transhumanism and the Hybrid Age. Information and registration at gensix.com. That's G-E-N-S-I-X.com. October's the East Coast Prophecy Conference in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, from Southwest Radio Ministries. Tom Horn, Derek P. Gilbert. Yeah, confirmed, he's there. Joe Horn and Stephen Strang, author of God and Donald Trump, along with Dr. Larry Spargimino, Dr. Bob Glaze from Southwest Radio Ministries, and more speakers as well. This will be October 18th through the 20th at the Wyndham Gettysburg. For information and registration, log on to swrc.com. That's swrc.com. Take us with you. Make us work on your schedule. We got a free mobile app for your iOS or Android device, also Windows phones and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. Get these daily updates and our weekly programs delivered right to you. Watch us when you want and where you want. Those links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Look in the top menu bar where it says mobile app. And then right next to that, you'll see links for Apple TV and Roku, which are instructions for adding our channels, the Skywatch TV channels, to Roku and Apple TV. Again, we can broadcast on your schedule. Just add us to that set-top box and then hit play. This week's program, by the way, another program about the expanded Apocrypha. Steve Quayle, Tom Horn joining me to talk about why the books of Enoch, Jasher, and Jubilees, as well as the rest of the Apocrypha, important for biblical study. And a Skywatch TV web exclusive now available at the Skywatch TV channels on Roku, Apple TV, YouTube, and the Skywatch TV mobile app with John B. Wells, host of Caravan to Midnight and the syndicated radio program Arc Midnight, about his upcoming Operation Classified conference that's coming to Dallas November 9th through 11th. To find out more about that and John's investigation into the origin of fake news, He reveals it on the SkyWatch TV web exclusive. Again, the SkyWatch TV channels on YouTube, Roku, Apple TV, and the SkyWatch TV mobile app. You'll find my stuff at my website, DerekPGilbert.com, featuring a new interview with Dr. Judd Burton about the upcoming Sons of God Giants of Old conference. Again, that's at DerekPGilbert.com. Tomorrow, science, as our science advisor, Sharon K. Gilbert, joins us. Until then, thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.
Ladies and gentlemen, many of you know by now that we are hosting another True Legends Conference this September at the Mansion Theater in Branson, Missouri. Today, we're excited to announce that live streaming for this event is now available on gen6.com. Last year's True Legends Conference was an incredibly powerful event. All of our speakers delivered compelling presentations on a range of topics dealing with the Genesis 6 narrative. Many of the people who joined us in Branson or live streamed online said this was the best conference they'd ever experienced. We received testimonies from people all over the world whose lives were profoundly touched by this event.
This year, Gen 6 Productions, SkyWatch TV, and InfoWars are joining forces against the technocratic elite and their Luciferian agenda. Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, David Knight, Hugo de Garis, and myself, among other dynamic speakers, will be addressing the rise of transhumanism and the hybrid age. We are living in a pivotal moment in history. The imminent convergence of emergent technologies in the fields of genetics, robotics, artificial intelligence, nanotechnology, and cybernetics is about to revolutionize every facet of human society and fundamentally redefine what it means to be human. The stakes could not be higher. It is imperative that we comprehend the prophetic implications of what is about to happen to the human race on planet Earth.
True Legends, a conference 2018, will be taking place from the 14th through the 16th of September at the Mansion Theater in Branson, Missouri. Seating is limited and the venue is almost sold out, but you can watch the conference live online from the comfort of your own home by purchasing a live streaming ticket on gen6.com.
Don't miss the opportunity to be a part of this extraordinary event. Go to gen6.com today and join the resistance. Purchase your live streaming ticket today and watch every session from last year's conference for free on gen6.com.